Assembled here tonight to do primarily engage ourselves in singing and to worship God in that way and to encourage each other spiritually that way. Adam Olson is with us again this year and we'll conduct our singing tonight. Adam will be with us as well on tomorrow during our Young People's Weekend Study that begins tomorrow at 9:30, and he's going to lead our singing for that as well. So we're glad to have Adam. We appreciate him coming. And I know that we will be encouraged tonight as a result of him leading us and of us thinking about these songs for the faith-filled journey. I'm excited to be here, and I hope that it's encouraging to you. Thank you again for coming. Let me go ahead and mention this now. Tomorrow, as most of you know, we will have our Young People's Weekend Study in the morning. Begins at 9:30, and that's still a go. Now, if you wake up in the morning and there are tornadoes in the area, we will probably make an adjustment. We prefer not to get anybody blown away on coming to the building. But we'll assume that that will be fine. If not, maybe check our Facebook page around 8 or 8:30 or maybe 9 o'clock just to double check if there is a chance that the weather's bad. You might want to do that and would maybe try to put something on our website. That way, and we'll send it out to maybe some text messages. So I think we'll get it to enough people. But if you can't and the weather is bad, just check with us in the morning and we'll just kind of make some adjustments if we need to because of that. But Bill Sanchez is with us, and I'm excited to have Bill here. Bill and I have become very close, particularly over the last couple of years. And I have been so impressed as a young man. He's a man of great biblical knowledge even already, but he's able to communicate that in a variety of ways, and I'm grateful that he has agreed to come and be with us. He'll be with us tonight, and then he'll be with us tomorrow, and he's going to preach for us also on Sunday morning and teach the class. So I'm looking forward to all of us being a part of that as well. But we're going to spend our time singing, and about midway through, we're going to ask Bill just to get up and just for a few minutes, kind of give us an indication of what he plans to do tomorrow and just talk about that for just a few minutes. But we are thankful that he's with us. Before Adam comes and leads us in our singing, I'm going to ask Carson Haygood if he would to come. Carson was a college student here for a lot of years. I didn't mean that to sound that bad. Wasn't a lot of years. I think he finished in four. We're glad that Carson's back. He lives in Huntsville now and works in Huntsville. And anytime we see him, it's a pleasure for us, and we appreciate him so much. So as we begin tonight, let's go to God in prayer as Carson leads us.
Let's go to God in prayer at this time. Dear Lord, we come to you at this time, so thankful for this opportunity that we have to come together at this building and be with one another and be with those brothers and sisters in Christ who are all striving towards the same goal that is heaven. And Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. We are thankful for every physical blessing you give us, such as the simple things, such as just those material things and the necessities of life that we take for granted so often. And Lord, we are so thankful for those things and thankful for your beautiful creation, especially on days like today, Lord, when the weather is perfect and we can go outside and see the beauty of your creation. We're just so thankful for that, Lord. And we are thankful for our health and, Lord, for those who are less fortunate, who may be struggling with physical ailments right now. We pray that you will please be with them and bring them back to a normal walk of life, and that you might put your healing hand upon them and heal them, Lord. God, we are thankful so much for all the spiritual blessings you give us as well. We are so thankful for your church and your word and even the avenue of prayer that we have to come to you and to cast our anxieties, cast our cares, and to just thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us. Lord, we are thankful for this opportunity that we'll have tonight to lift up our voices in praise to you, Lord. And we know and we recognize how great you are, God. And we pray that this worship service will be pleasing and acceptable to you. And we pray, Lord, that you will please help us to remove all other cares from the world, from our minds this time and from our hearts, and that we might completely focus on you. And that as we lift up our voices tonight, that it will be pleasing to you and that we will glorify you through this worship service. Lord, we recognize this time also and acknowledge that we are sinful creatures. And Lord, we pray that you will please forgive us of our many sins. We fall short so often, and we pray that you will please just cover us in the blood of your Son, that you might forgive us for our many shortcomings, and that we might be pure and righteous in your sight. Lord, we are most thankful of all for your love and your grace and your mercy and the sacrifice that Jesus made on that cross for each and every one of us and the love that was shown there. And we pray, Lord, that you will Please help us to never take that for granted and to live every day a life that radiates thankfulness for that sacrifice. And Lord, we pray that when the time comes tonight that you will please be with us and help us go out into the world and share the gospel to every living creature, and that you will please help us to live a life that shows that we are Christians and shine our lights out in the world, and that others might see Jesus through us, Lord. And we pray that you will please help us as in our own personal walks, that you will please help us to grow stronger so that we might carry out the message of the gospel to all who need to hear. And Lord, we pray that at the end of this life, when our journey here on this earth does come to an end, that you will please bring us home to you in heaven for eternity. And Lord, we pray all these things in your Son's holy and blessed name. Amen.
Well, good evening. It is nice to see you again. I have enjoyed immensely our time together in the last couple of years, and I'm so thankful to be back with you again tonight as we are able to join our voices in singing praise to our God. As Hebrews encourages us always to offer up the sacrifice of our lips. It's really easy to come and sit and kind of participate, but I'm going to encourage you tonight to really lift your voice in song and praise and offer that up to the Lord. We don't always have a lot of opportunities to do things like this, so I want to encourage you to make the most of it with your voice. And that's not just the volume, obviously, or just the singing on tune. I don't think the Lord's necessarily concerned about those particulars, but he is honored and he is pleased when with joyful hearts we offer up the sacrifice of our lips. And so I pray that will be the case for us tonight, that we can offer him up something, because in return he offers us such wonderful peace and joy because of what we offer up to him. So I encourage us tonight. As Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And in our journey tonight, as we think about our faith-filled journey, that we look to the Lord for the straight and narrow path. For even when it seems murky and dark, he is there if we will simply look for the light. And that doesn't mean it's easy, but it means that we can walk by faith and not by sight. As we begin tonight, will you stand and let's sing Praise the Lord.
Do so.
Praise the Lord.
Faith is the victory.
Do mi so.
Faith is a victory. Faith is
just as I am. Faith is certainly something we talk about a lot, and it's easy for us sometimes to say those words, but when it comes time for us to actually acknowledge that He is the only one who can remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, it takes faith as we walk along to continually remember that we are not able to do what it takes, no matter how good we are, in order to save our souls. We must come to Him, understanding our brokenness, knowing that He is the healer, just as I am. And in spite of ourselves, He, along the journey, continues to embrace us and love us only as a father can until that final day when we are with Him and we are known by Him completely. Jesus, draw me ever nearer.
Jesus, draw me.
Sing verses 1 and 2 in the chorus, and then verses 3 and 4 in the chorus.
Do mi so.
songs of the future always give us hope because we are able to see beyond what's immediately in front of us. I remember growing up learning to drive. My uncle, who loved to warn me about everything, but he especially, you know, I guess you warn any 16-year-old boy before he learns to drive a lot, but especially me. But he said, I remember we were talking about driving through a bank, and that made me really nervous. You know, nobody even, I don't even remember the last time I drove through a bank, but you can't look at the things that are beside you, those posts, and of course the cool, you know, vacuum suction thing that takes your checks away. That's always fascinated me. I'm simple-minded. But he always said, don't look at the obstacles, because if you focus on them as a driver, you're bound to run into them. And that has always stuck with me. And I think spiritually speaking, that's much the same. When we focus on the obstacles, we're bound to run right into them. And rather, and with Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, many people tripped over that. But it wasn't just the cornerstone they were tripping over. It was all the other things. They were looking at the obstacles. But he's intended to be here as the rock, as the cornerstone from which everything else is built. And so for us, as this faith-filled journey, we believe that the buildings that we are building, the spiritual buildings that is us, are all based upon him. And so we must keep our eyes on him so in order not to stumble. And when we sing songs like Cornerstone, we are expressing that great faith, but spiritually it's pointing our eyes toward him and not the things of this life. So let's sing Cornerstone.
Just in.
trying to explain to my children what is faith, as we toss that word around quite a bit, it's easiest in time to explain it to them, it's that you trust me. And those dreaded words fall upon every child's ear at some point from a parent, because I said so. And when you become a parent, you begin to understand those words a whole lot more than you did before. And I think as God, as our Father, has said that in essence through the Scriptures, there's just a lot we don't understand. There's a whole lot we will never understand until we reach the promised land, until we're with Him face to face and we can ask Him those things. But I don't know that it'll matter at that point. As we sang earlier, we're going to lay those things down at His feet now. And when we do that, we are demonstrating through our obedient faith, ultimate trust in His ability to guide us through this journey, especially when it is difficult. And in order for us to understand that, we go back for not many chapters in the Bible, and you can see He will deliver. He is good for the promises that He has made. And this song certainly emphasizes that for us. As we bring our problems before Him, we know He can handle them because of what He has done in the past and His great faithfulness. Do mi God is the fountain whence.
God is the fountain whence.
Bill's going to speak to us in just a moment, but before he does that, why don't we stand as we sing about the great blessings that come from our Father. Come, thou fount of every blessing.
That's going to be
hard to see. And that's all of them. I'll tell you what, why don't you have a seat, and Bill's going to talk to us, and we're going to fix that, and then we'll sing Come, thou fount. How about that?
Fast. 2 or 3 minutes.
2 or 3.
Yeah, yeah. Fast.
All right. For real.
How much of Jesus' life do you know? Now think about that for a second. That's kind of the point of this weekend. It's interesting. In John chapter 21, in the very last verse of the Gospel of John, I don't like microphones. I feel like I speak loud enough. I'll move away from there. John chapter 21. Verse 25, the last verse of the book, the last verse of the Gospel of John. John will write and he'll say, now Jesus did many other things that if we wrote down in detail, the scrolls couldn't contain the whole. So think about it, right? This Bible, we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, four Gospels, and they all in different ways essentially detail the same life of one man. And what John says at the end of his Gospel, he says there is so much more about the life of Jesus that we do not know. So much more that we can't know about, because if we tried to write it all, we wouldn't have enough paper to write it. That's essentially what he says. John 21, 25. Then why write the book? It's interesting, the chapter before, in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, he says something very similar. He says, now many of the miracles Jesus did, this is John 20, verses 30 and 31, if I'm wrong, just tell me afterwards. He says, but these are written. Why? Why would John write these? He says, these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing in his name, you may have eternal life. So I like the Gospel of John because John is smart enough to know that I'm not very smart. And he's got to tell me why he's writing. And essentially what John says is, Jesus did a ton of other stuff and a ton of other miracles, but these are written with a particular purpose, for a particular reason. And that reason is that you might believe some things about Jesus. You might believe that he's the Christ. You might believe that he's the Son of God, and that whenever you believe in him, you'll find eternal life. So I kind of like to think of the Gospel of John. There's seven big miracles in the Gospel of John, and this is like Bill's way of thinking of it. Don't like go and tell your friends this. I like to think that these are the greatest hits of Jesus' miracles. But they're written for a reason. And what we're going to do tomorrow is we're only going to look at four and a half-ish of the miracles of Jesus and really get into some details and try to figure out why these. Again, remember, Jesus did a ton of miracles. Why give us these highlights? Why focus on these miracles? So we're going to study John 2. He turns water to wine, which is an interesting one to start with, by the way. But that's how he starts. So why that miracle? We'll look at Jesus healing the man by the pool at Bethesda. Look at Jesus feeding the 5,000. And then in John chapter 9, he heals the blind man. And if you're here on Sunday, we'll look at one more. We'll look at John 11, Jesus' raising of Lazarus. But there's different things in each miracle. And the hope is that as we study it and as we get through with it, that we'll have a greater appreciation for who Jesus is, a greater sense of understanding of why he is the Son of God, why he is the Christ, and how does that help me have eternal life in his name. So, if you are young, and that's pretty subjective, I feel like youngness. I think you're young, Kenneth. If you're young, and you can be here tomorrow, be here. We ready to roll? All right, so that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Just one correction, Bill. Kenny's young-ish. It's young-ish. You'll take that. All right. Let's stand and sing, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, now that you can see the words.
Domi.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing to my heart, to see my praise, strings of mercy. Sing all the songs of loudest praise. Jesus.
Please be seated. Teach me, Lord, to wait. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of an impatient person. I don't know if it's my birth order or just a character flaw, but I am extraordinarily impatient. I'm idealistic and I'm impatient. That can be a frustrating combination. And I don't know if you've ever been in a hospital for a long time. One of the most miserable places for the well is the waiting room, because you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, sometimes for a long time, not knowing the outcome till the doctor shows up and then you're told. But those opportunities, and I use the word opportunities because most of us think of it in terms of challenges. Ugh, I don't want to go sit in a waiting room. Most of us hate that, because you feel like you're spinning your wheels. And if you're like me, you want to get stuff done. And there's just going to be some times in your life in this journey where you're going to be told by the Lord, essentially, wait. Just wait. And that's going to be really difficult for us. But if we're to trust Him and to partake of all the blessings that He has, we have to learn how to love waiting on Him. And it won't always be easy, but it'll always be rewarding to wait on Him. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Do so.
Teach me, Lord, to
it's somewhat ironic that song, I think the way it was actually written, was just to sing the chorus at the end, but I'm too impatient to wait on it, so we had to add it in a second time. I guess that's kind of ironic. Romans chapter 10 quotes Isaiah when Paul says, "And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." This is the message how deep the Father's love. This is what Isaiah and Paul echoes when he says this. The beauty is, of course, not in the feet. The beauty is in the message that is brought by those feet. And as we journey through this life, may we be beautiful as we demonstrate the beauty of God's love in our preaching. How deep the Father's love.
Thank you.
final two songs tonight, Shield About Me. And Kenny, did you have some announcements to make at the end? Okay. So we'll sing this one, and then I have a closing song tonight. So when you're done, we'll sing that. Why don't we stand for this song? I wanted to close with this thought from which this great song comes. I don't know where you are in your life tonight, whether things feel like they're going great or there's a lot of challenges in your life. Either way, God can provide what you need. Even as David, in the midst of extreme pressure, as he fled from his son, fled the city that he ruled, amidst chaos, amidst struggles and trials, this is what he says. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. He will answer us tonight when we call upon him. Shield about me.
That you've been encouraged tonight by our coming together and singing these hymns. I know I have, and I appreciate Adam leading them for us. We have a number of guests with us, many of your guests, but I know some of you are here at the invitation of someone who has asked you to come. And I want to tell you something. I really appreciate that. It takes a lot of courage maybe to come to a place where there's a spiritual exercise, a service going on, and you don't know much about it, or maybe you've been invited by a friend. It takes a lot of courage to do that. And I want you to know how much I appreciate that. Some of you who have done that are younger. You've come at the request of someone, at the invitation of someone. So thank you. And I hope that you'll make your plans to come tomorrow. Bill's going to talk about faith and how we establish that and why it's important and what Jesus did to help us have that kind of faith. So I really hope that you'll come back. And as I said, if the weather is bad when you wake up in the morning or at the time we're supposed to meet, which the first session begins at 9:30, unless you get an email or a text or something that tells you that we're going to cancel, we're going to go ahead and have it. But you might want to at least check. You can call me if you have my number. If you don't, maybe call someone who knows how to get in touch with me. But we'll try to make you aware if anything changes. But unless there's something major, then we will plan to meet here at 9:30 in the morning. So I'm especially glad to have those of you who are younger tonight. We appreciate you being here, and I hope that you'll come. If you're not the high school or college age category, and a few of you, I think, are a little bit past that, we are going to live stream these sessions tomorrow. So you get comfortable at your house or wherever you want to get comfortable, and you go to the collegeview.org website, and you can live stream the sessions that we're going to have in the morning and tomorrow afternoon. And I know that you will enjoy those as well. But we look forward, God willing, to being together tomorrow. I'm going to lead us in a short prayer, and then I'm going to ask Adam if you would to lead us in that final song, and after that final song, we'll be dismissed. Father, we thank you very much for the day and for every opportunity, especially for the hour we've spent singing praises to you. Thank you for your son Jesus, who died for us and through faith has given us what it means to be saved and what it means to really look forward to a home in heaven with you. Again, bless our efforts tonight. Bless us as well, Father, as we sing this final song. And we pray, Father, that you would continue to surround us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Close with this prayer. Surround us, Lord.
As the mountains